Prelude to the Epilogue of The Tempest and the Prologue of Henry VIII. Only by witnessing Shakespeare's impassioned appeal to his sovereign, through his epilogue as Prospero in The Tempest, and his own acknowledgement therein that all his efforts may have been for naught, contrasted with his resignation to his fate as yesterday's man in Henry VIII 2 years later, in a final bid for clemency, can we truly appreciate, with delightful sleight of hand, the full force all along of the hidden fellow in the long motley coat, guarded with yellow, prevailing, in spite of the odds against him, as long as he is permitted to continue to breathe? Shakespeare's courage, wit, and irony permits him to exit stage right at its conclusion with head held high. Toadying simply wasn't his style. Sadly, there was to be no rendition of the epilogue, with only one act of the play concluded, and the remainder up in smoke.